whether we say Yesh Breire or we say Ein Breire, but every Yeresh, every Vada has a Yeresh, a Din Yeresh, and a Din Rikeach. So if every Yeresh, every Vada has a Din Yeresh and a Din Rikeach, so what is it? After all, Yeresh is the opposite of Rikeach. Rikeach negates Yerushim. So it's again like a Din Sof. So it's again like a Din Sof. So that's the pshat. In case the second parrot.
Can you explain again how the Rafaim learns the Kasha of the Gemara?
So yeah, you cannot learn out partly, you have to learn out the whole thing. Cannot learn out partly.
But I'm saying, in terms of the Rafaim, what element does the
Kalpe
represent?
Kalpe Vomitum, it's really Vomitum, not Kalpe. But that the Vomitum was Mivarya, that the Chilek that he cheated, got for Gero, was the Chilek he had to get. It couldn't be any other way. But in any other chukim, there is no room between. So how could Gero constitute him as a chukim? So it's nothing, it's just a play, a game, that's all.
But you mentioned that every Rakhine makes a big point that as far as Goro of Chalukas HaZor is concerned, that it doesn't mean Lumafreya. The Brera does not
that's
want
right,
Lumafreya, it
right.
only wants me on the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Right?
There's a terrace of Ravashi. There's
the in the
Havamina
the Gemara didn't
no,
know
it. Of course not. Of course not.
The prayer was born from Afreya?
That's right. Right. So now the pshat in the second verse in Jesus.
Wait. So if you say that, so you should say that prayer only works with Kamehameha by Lekuchos, by Yorshim.
By Yorshim.
But by Eretzria, the original Chabukah.
That's right.
Then it does work
so,
with Afreya.
The Chaim mentions tasteless in Bobakamedach Biches, that even according to the Mandoma Rebrele, that's in other Yorshis, in other Chukis. But the Chlukas Oretz, since it was a pure bitumin, so everybody agrees that Yeshua, that Piches and Olakam. So Mele, the Teretz, the second Teretz in Jesus, Jesus says the Kasha. Yes.
And one more thing. So what about according to the one who says Ein Breira?
Yeah.
You could still say Bahayim.
Yes, Yisrael is Yeshua.
Now I'm talking about Bismarck as Achim Shakal.
Yeah.
So why do you need Breira anymore? All you could say is Bahi Hanaduka Tsaisi Lahadatu. Why do you need Breira?
So that's it pure because it's not yours. If we say Yesh Breira, so then together with Bahi Hanoye, so he becomes
a Yorish
Kamala.
And if you say Ein Breira, he's not a Yorish at all.
Not a Yorish.
But you mentioned this Din Safik, that's according to one who says
According to Tesis, not according to the Rambam.
So let's say according to Tosis, okay. When you mentioned Din Safik, that it's both Lokeach and Yorish,
that's right.
Is that according to one who says Yesh Breira or Ein Breira?
Again, it depends whether according to Tesis or according to the Rambam.
Well, who's Rav Chaim?
One second. Rav Chaim is discussing the Rambam. He doesn't even mention Tesis.
So according to the
Rambam, didn't mention the Kasha of Lumatzon, Hich Matzon Yodinu Radlim.
So let's say the Rambam. According to the Rambam,
yeah.
This Din Safik, is that according to the one who says Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? Achim are
Lechok.
Yeah.
He's Lekuchasim.
And Yorshman.
Zirun Zer Bievu. So in other words, so according to the Rambam, if we say so then it's Lekeach and the Yerish. If we say Yoshimei, so it's just the Yerish, we can have it, and not Lekeach altogether.
So you're saying, according to Rambam, if you say Yesh Breira, there's no Safik, it's only a pure
that's
Yerish.
Right, that's right.
But according to what it says, Ein Breira, he's both.
He's both. Yeah. He's both.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, yes.
Isis.
Yes.
But,
what? Now, according to Tezlis, Tezlis says in the second parrot, Tezlis says, Baby Shlema, the doctor of Eichel Nisle, the Marzir and Zelos of Eichel. Aval Shaw, a Mavayim Sabre, Aval Gavel Kuche say, a Marzir, the Mecharud of Rachmone, so it's not a Dinsotik. If it's the other Amroim hold, that even though the Kuche say, but since every year he had a schus to the men chluki al the gero, some mele it's not even a din sopik, some mele, I mean it's not a din sopik, even though it's a chalais din yerushe, to have a chluki al the gero for mutual consent, some mele it's not chesami. That's the teisha shit. And the Rambam shit is that even though every Yerish has his host to the men look out the world, but since we have to resort to the mutual consent, otherwise there cannot be any chluke, some mele it has a din sofik, some mele since it has a din sofik, some mele is marzir zelazabihu. And that's why the Rambam says in Pirkei Yudalev, ומרזירים זה לו זה חלקי ביבו, מה שאת חשב, עם הירח, עם חרץ, who says that in your חלוק has to be made. But Rambam is spelled out, לא יתיבקי לחלוק עושם נשאר שם. Why does the Rambam spell out? Because he thought if he didn't spell out, so somebody would say that the פשט עם מרזירים זה לו זה ביבו, means in your חלוק. So he spells it out, לא יתיבקי לחלוק עושם נשאר שם. You cannot make him look it, but they have to exchange the halot. Why? Because on one hand they have it in Yerish. On the other hand, say they have it in Yerish, they don't have, so the chluke should not be mot. On the other hand, without Bahia Noye, so he cannot be Zeche. So it's like a din sofik, some mele, if it's a din sofik, so the only way to do justice to the Chalais Din Yerish of Tijuvada and the Chalais Din Likeach of Tijuvada is by exchanging the Chalot.
So why would the Rambam do the Tosfos Kasha? According to the Rambam.
Because Rav Yosef held that it's not a Din Sof. So, but we Paschal like Rove, not like Rav Yosef. So then it's Matzon Yodin and Rav Yosef Yisamad. Now, I just want to go up to the Tezis and start the Tezis. Just start the Tezis. And then next week, we'll finish the discussion of the Tezis. Ahu Gavre. He showed him out in the car. He bowed an axe. Itra, he broke. Also, he came to the other. Zil Ayis is Sadi. He laughed from his baby. The Yifta. So, if you produce witnesses who will testify that you did not use the axe in an improper way, let's say, what would be an improper way? Suppose he would chop wood upon wax, so that's a fear. So you have to, the burden of proof is upon you, that you use the axe in the normal way, in the usual way. And if you don't produce evidence to that effect, then you have to pay. The ideal ISIS other option is be like a satellite. And suppose you have to produce witnesses that he used it in the normal way. So then, was Allah and Toshma, that who governed the Shunag and the Chavre, be it far. Also, the Kamid Rabbi did not produce real evidence that he used it in the normal way. Also, the Kamid Rabbi, Amalei Zil, Shunli, Nargemai. Amalei Rabbi Kamid, Rabbase, Rab, Dinoche, that he has to pay the value of a clean. The way it was originally was valid, Bishosika. So it means considered Rabkan and Rabase alright. The Ilchaseki Rabkan and Rabase. Im Hadale Tabre Umayale Dom. So what does it mean? That he returns the axe to the Mashiel and whatever the difference he has to be Mashiel. That's how Rashi explains.
According to this, it comes out that every shomer is burden of proof upon him that he wasn't Poshea.
Oh, then there, at that point, there is a Machlekes Rashi. Some Rashi say, Dreiber mentions, that some say that the burden of proof is upon the Shea, not by all Shomer, it's only by Shea. The burden of proof is only by Shea, because Kohanu Yishalei, so that's why we say that the burden of proof is upon him, that he used the axe in the usual way. But by other Shomer, so it's not the burden of proof, he just can be Nishma. By Shea, Kohanu Yishalei, so if he doesn't produce aiding, so then he has to pay. He cannot be Nemon with Ishmael. But the Raive is Chilik, the Raive, the Rabban, the Hitler, the whole Chilik. And they say, because this Gemara is based upon the Gemara Nasich Rasamun, the Tisi Ben Yehuda in there, that if Ishmael says, Nigun Bon Ebdo, so then, if it's Mokim Reim, let's say it's in a place where there are many observers, so then, this Yehuda says, the person tells him, you produce witnesses that it was not so. And if you don't produce witnesses that it was not so, we are going to assume it was not Nimrod, because since it happened, according to your own allegation, it happened in a place where there are people around, and there is rabbim or something, so how is it you can produce witnesses?
Why can't the guy swear? Isn't
there a whole bunch of shuwa? So that's at the end of Hasir HaSaun, so you see the Yudha learns out, if it's Bein Reyesh, place like a symptom where there are no people possible to see it, but if it's Yesh Reyeh, then it's not them on this way. So that's what the Raivet says. That here it happened in a place where there are many observers. So that's why he told him that he should produce it. Now, What did Rab mean when he said Zil Shlimli Nagamai? So there is a Machlekes Rashi. According to Rashi and the Rosh, it means Zil Shlimli Nagamai. Let's say he bowed an X. And at the time when he bowed the X was worth $20. By the time of Hamodeh Bedin, the X is only $10. So if we say Shlim, Shlimlei, Zil, Shlimlei, Nargim Aliyeh, so Rab said, he has to pay as much as it was worth at the time he borrowed the X. $20. even though Bishas HaMoribidim, the same axe is worth only $10.
Not
at the time you bought it, at the time you broke it. But the time it broke it, 1 second. Suppose there will be a difference in value between the breaking and the Atamad Madin, that's another shayla. That's another shayla. I'm not going to discuss it. That's what Chaim discusses in Rambam tonight. Zil shlim nagemaye. Pirek bekunches nagemaye acheres yitere. Vashvorim yu sheshe. So Rav said, he should pay him a good nage, or either money, kesef, mamesh, or he should give him a new ex for the same shape as the old ex that he lent. Vashvorim yu sheshe. Venir Rav Yishma. Rashbam Yishevich. Venir Rav Yishma, da'afil gane v'gazle, mashma sheyechil v'yasub. By Nazik. By Nazik there is Allah help Meita, still the Mora says he will become it only if he pays with Talk, so he has to pay this. But if he pays it with Talgalim, he can pay with anything, even with Subin. Subin means bread. Because Talk cannot be moved to another place. Some melee, if it's not Idias, it's not Idias. But the talking can be moved to any place. There are certain customers who want dafke bread. They don't want bread. They want bread. Some melee, everything is made. So, and the same aloha that applies to Mazik applies to Kanadi Gazan also. Because the Beishe says, that Gimu is Mziki. And one of the Mziki is Ganef and Gazlan, some real daloche, that Yoshiv Rabbi Shabbat Bafim Sudri applies to Ganef and Gazlan also. So why isn't the Kuyev to give him a new ex? He can give him broken, two broken exes or four broken exes. And that will have the value of the new ex. So in Achanam, the Rajvam says, the year of Moshmuel, that you gana the gazlan mashma she chilin mitvei asubi mul mazik ki da amrino mitvei kamedi bo bakame kulon kodesim shalei mitvei peshes Rabbeinu says Rabbeinu says it gimu of his music and Rabbeinu says chabdalad of his music pirish eskin da abo obes di gana the gazlan before almen mitame tashun gana the gazlan tashun nezat bin kei yir chasubi. When Rab said, Lagem Ayeh, in Shalim Lagem Ayeh, Haini Shahakhas, Shehuzal Mishas Asfire, Achas Amodim, whatever there was a reduction in the value of the price between the Shvire and Hamodim Din, let's say Mishas Shvire, it was worth $20, and Mishas Hamodim Din, it was worth only $10, so have the share and raise ala shvire kishas hamode b'din. So he only has to be raise ala shvire that the pasher takes the ex. Let's say broken ex is only worth $5 and since kishas hamode b'din full ex, a good ex is worth only $10, he only has to be raise $5. שיש ונהג מאי ידם לרב מגן לגזל דום השמור ורקם ורקם ונשום לא לגן ולא לגזל אלו נזוק ורב ישראל דאף נשאי אל שום את המשום יתר והוסו מאי שמלו שדרב המלוס נשמואל וכל ההלוך היה להוסו ויהיו מיני נבחס נבל למי זה כמה ואומר לרב כאן ורב עשי בני אוכה תשבור עם נפשמה שלי ותרנס the broken ex to Mashiach. He showed you how to Gazlan, the Gazlan. By Gazlan, so he has to pay the whole thing as much as it was worth at the time of the neighbor. Because the Gazlan and the Ganet is Jinnah al-Nishim. Die Gazlen kommen wie Gamre zu der Bishina, Nisse und Schmier, und auch im Adelei, der Scheel, Tamre, der Schomre, kam er heute schwor im Schoben, die Schaschwire, und Mele, but a Scheel is not Kene, Bishinu, some Mele belongs to the Mashiel, so some Mele returns, the bow connects to the Mashiel, and then he has to be Macy. The difference in the value between the broken axe and the good axe. Om the Maori don't dream on it, the habit, crass, the mashir, quite music. That's the response. But then he says, the Chaim Pirush Rabbah, it's almost the same shite as the Rashbam. But there are one nuance, one difference. The Chaim Pirush Rabbah, the Rosh Heizi for Pirush, the Pirush Atul Heiche the Lekev Bechas. The Rav Shemishma, Klib Yoshushel, Peschele Shemishalim, Menagem Ayin, Vim Lamdi Neisei Mishalim Ashwam. Bezdin tells him Lechatchile, give him a good axe, Om Koma Kei Bati, the Sheol says, Otso Mishalim Ashwam, Yechesh Mishalim, to add the difference, so then he can do it. But Bezdin Chathila tells him to give the Mashiach the good axe. But talk about walking that. On a Shech. Why should Bezdin tell him to give the good axe at all? He's not Kenny Bishinu. What kind of halacha is it? Aval Rafkane will Rabase Milamdi may say, Nishalim Ashvor, Chidu Shehim Vershus Mash, Behodi Oma Vyroshalme, Minayim, so even ganz a kid, Rashbam said, that by Gana the Gazlan, everybody agrees that he can pay with the shovel also, because Subi, like in Mazik. But Yerushalmi says not like that. The Omar, Adabe Batamul Chayim Shnayim, Minayim Shem Shomim Loli Gana the Gazlan, a Gana the Gazlan, if let's say he stole or robbed a Behime or a Kele, then Behime died, or the Kele was broke, so then, we don't say, well, how much is a dead behemoth worth, how much is a broken killer worth, and how much is a living behemoth worth, and he should pay the difference. But he has to give him either keset mamesh or a living behemoth or a whole killer. Why is it? Because not like by Mazik, because Chayim Shnayim Yishalem, Chayim Alameisim. So it's a special Zeros HaKosov, a special Zeros HaKosov, that by Ganev and Gazlan, that he has to pay with Chayim, not with Mezi. He cannot pay with Subi. The Nayim Shem Shomim Ledan and Gazlan, Omar Adar Ba'anu, Chayim Shtayim Yishalim and Mezi, Akam Yivay Vizir Nayim, Omar Rashbun, Vehish Zazir HaShakosov, Labay Neshi Yishalim and Chayim. So Yishalmi doesn't mean he has to pay Chayim. He can pay with Subin also like a Mazik. Eloch kama Chayim Shnayim Yishalim Shimaitam Chayim Vihuzlu Yarzirin Pnei Shehen Abol Huzlu Meisim Tzorich Abol Huzlu Meisim Tzorich Litim Pchas Iname Chayim Shishalim Hakel Yishalim Lim Pchas Mun achter de kern van de schikola. De geen maasje is the same thing. Is the same thing. Is the same thing. But how do we, Mashmo is there, how do we learn it out from Chaim Shnayim Yishalim? So from the first lesson, it means Chaim, the value of Chaim. And according to the second lesson, so in other words, he should pay Chaim without the pchas. Islam is the same thing. Islam is
the same thing. What is the word?
In other words, he has to pay the value of the behemoth or the kele at the time of the grave.
The verb akhir, what does it mean?
Akhir, make it live. Make it live. that then you are being living made. Oh, I can't.